I didn't come this far only to come this far. Hi, everyone. My name's Heather Gray, and I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. Today, we're diving into the Mindset Lab, and I am going to be your loyal subject. I wanted to share a story and some insights that I had with you in the past week. How do we stop coasting in our lives? The cliche answer would probably be to never start, right? But we know how life goes. We know that it gets busy. We get caught in the regular routine of the 9 to 5 of getting up, going to work, sitting in traffic, doing the deed, coming back. And it's so easy to just get caught up in how we always do things. And before we know it, we realize we're just doing life the way we've always done it. And we're not actually doing it with a plan or intent or specific direction for where we want to go. And one of the things that I like to do and help people remember is that we have to stay in the driver's seat of our own lives. And you've watched me do that a little bit on this journey just in the past 2 weeks since I started this little podcast that could. But specifically, it came to light for me this week, and I was reminded of it specifically and more directly. So I just wanted to share with you. So this week was my birthday. I turned 41. And a lot of people for their, New Year's resolutions and everything at the start of the year, that's the time that they set big goals or new dreams for themselves. And for some reason, New Year's resolutions have just never stuck. But there's something about the birthday, like for me, the way I want this next year of my life specifically to go, that's always worked for me. And one of the things that I've always done is held some kind of mantra each year. And for 39 and 40, I was able to use "This is 40, because it was this idea of who do I want to be and what do I want my life to look like when I'm 40. And then for 39, it was building my way up to that. And then 40 was about being in it and living it and doing it, learning to work hard for it and how to maintain it. And I got to be honest with you, this is 41 just isn't sassy enough. So it was time to come up with something new. And when I was thinking about it, this quote came to mind. "I haven't come this far only to come this far." And it drove home such a point of focus for me, such a sense of direction, that even though it's been a really big year and there's changes that are coming, it doesn't stop changing and I don't have to stop growing. And when we're looking to avoid the coasting, when we're looking to sort of get out of the mundane, we need a point of focus. And right now I'm not short on points of focus. My husband and I are getting ready to relocate across the country. We're moving from the East Coast to the West Coast. I'm fully into my business, which is now 100% virtual. There's changes everywhere. So I'm not at the risk of the mundane anytime soon, but I know that some of you listening are. And what I would ask of you is if you do a search with yourselves internally and you think about who you are versus who you want to be, how far away are you? If you think about where your life is right now versus where you'd like it to be at this time next year, how close are you? What needs to shift or pivot? And when you start to think about goals, and we talked about this the other day, that it's better to have made a decision than set a goal. But when you start to think about your goals, what are the core tenets, the core beliefs connected to that, that can get you to where you want to go? Some of you are going to be sitting with some relationship goals. You don't want your relationship to be in the same place next year as it is right now. Some of you have work and professional goals. Others of you want to like get out and take a bite out of life and have some big adventure. Wherever you sit, you're sitting right now, and whatever you're thinking about, getting really clear on some sort of core promise, mantra, or a single line to keep you focused is how you're going to get there. So think about what your promise to yourself is going to be or what your mantra is going to be, and then let me know over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com, because you don't have to coast. You can soar and you can remain in the driver's seat of your life. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining me this week, and I'll be talking to you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app Free for iOS and Android.